What's up, ladies and gentlemen? The Podfather Nate here from the Journey into Comics podcast, the flagship show of the Journey into Comics Network. I just want to make sure you guys know you can tune in every single Monday for a brand new episode of our show, where if it's comic book related, we've got you covered.
The following
Journey into Comics.
Journey into Comics.
It's a Journey into Comics.
Journey into Comics.
Journey into Comics.
Journey into Comics.
Network.
Network. Network.
Network.
Network.
Network.
Production.
Production.
Greetings, adventurers!
Are you looking for adventure beyond your wildest imagination?
Look to delve into dungeons to reveal secrets beyond the realm where the mind can wander.
To face unspeakable horrors.
To battle unimaginable demons.
To claim glory and honor.
Join us in a new podcasting adventure where we will journey far and wide to worlds,
planets,
territories,
dungeons. I'm Nick.
I'm Dave.
And this is Dungeons with Dudes.
And we're back for another rousing round of Dungeons with Dudes. I'm your host, Nick Maxson, sitting here with my co-host, Dave.
How you doing, co-host Nick?
I'm great.
Good.
It's been a long time since we've podcasted.
Yeah, I haven't seen you in a long time.
It was like 7, 8 minutes, something like that.
I think it was 9 minutes.
Something like that. We had a whole incident. The house was actually attacked by a mouse.
It was a dire mouse.
He invaded. He's very cordial, though.
He was very cordial in his narration.
Like, we served him lemonade.
He came for lemonade, and then
he left. Served him lemonade.
Terrified kid.
The kid was me.
It turns out the kids were the friends we made along the way.
What if the real drugs were the friends we made along the way? I'm good with that. What kind of drugs are we on? None. Then why are we in this flying bathtub? Because we're going to get the drugs, John!
Okay.
Anyhow.
We're really good at distracting ourselves.
Yes, we are.
It's all about making ourselves laugh.
This isn't about the audience.
We
just hope that you're nervously laughing with us.
That's how I be sanctioned.
Before tuning out. Like, that's enough of these guys.
And I'm done.
Need some Matt Mercer to cleanse my soul.
So for any of you that are still listening, thank you. So we are officially starting our Monster of the Week campaign.
Correct.
We did a pre-game, pre-show, episode 0, episode
0.5.
I don't know. We introduced our characters, DJ Big McLarge. And we got, I don't remember you guys' names.
You're too busy being Big McLarge.
Big Large.
Mr. Malvin Carr.
Malvin Carr. Mal.
Mal.
I'll call you Mal.
Yeah.
Cool.
Played by Mr. Brian Steele.
Played by Mr. Brian C.P. Steele. Please.
C.P. Steele.
Let's add my my initials.
I'm sorry, Brian.
C.P.
Sir.
What's C.P. stand for?
Carl Patrick.
Southside Irish.
Not what I was going to guess. My stepdad's Thomas Patrick.
Don't even need to tell his middle
name. Glad that was answered before I got to chime in.
It is in fact not Cock Pirate.
Ah, well, scratch that one.
My disappointment is immeasurable and my day is ruined.
Guess number 3 is a no.
Guess number 2 I was mostly concerned about.
Alright.
And then Mr. Richter.
Dr. Catman Sad Food is playing Richter.
Oh my god.
Next time we do this, we have to have the live stream. you can see it in action.
That's all right.
It's so good.
That's what they need, a show.
And then Private Eye.
My name's Watson. Hello. And I'm playing Garrett Tracy, private investigator.
And with that, I think we're in.
Ready?
Yeah.
We're in. All right.
True things.
We out here.
The first episode is called This is episode one, Goats and Glory.
I'm going home.
Please do, get out.
That's why I'm at the Rotten Dome.
Puns are a big part of the 80s, man.
Oh, I know. Dude, I fucking love puns.
Fucking love them.
It's obligatory, you have to react to the pun.
That's true.
To give it power. Truth. Continue.
All right, we ready to begin?
We are.
Goats and Glory.
Take us away, Keeper.
Good morning, boys and girls, Santa Acosta. It's another beautiful morning in the happiest town in the world. This is your DJ, Radical Randy, and your best friend for the next few minutes. I'm here to bring you the happenings around the town. St. Dominic Church is mourning the loss of their longtime pastor, Father Mario Lucas, after he suffered a heart attack early yesterday morning. Many of the congregation of the church are shocked as they report him being in excellent health. Farmer Randolph Brown claims that someone has been stealing his livestock right out of his barns in the Brown Ranch just outside of town. Authorities deny the notion of any shady dealings and are positive it's just a pack of hungry wolves. Old Farmer Brown preaches otherwise. Either way, kiddies, beware of cow rustlers or crazy wolves when enjoying the farming areas around this beautiful town. And finally, our last bit of juicy news. Hundreds of rad dudes and dudettes are flocking Savini Beach to get practicing for the annual Savini Surf Contest set to kick off in just a few weeks. If you plan on carving some surf, this tubular dude recommends you wax those boards and get out there early. That's all for now, you crazy chicks and dudes. Stay safe out there, and as always, stay tuned to 106.6 Santa Acosta's grooviest station. I'm Radical Randy, and I'll leave you with this tune for you dudes to wham your teeth into. Here's Careless Whisper.
Are you writing "I want to kill myself" on that character sheet over there?
I want to make sure I remember it, Radical Randy. I just got a side quest already.
Murder Radical Randy.
That's a good spreading side propaganda.
That was fucking beautiful that day. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was well done.
That's all my all I had, so thanks for coming.
Great episode. We'll see you next week on episode two.
Goodness.
Well, I think we'll start it off with Garrett Tracy.
That's me.
So you, a couple weeks ago, received a phone call from a farmer, Randolph Brown.
Yes, I did.
Saying that he is positive that there is some nefarious ne'er-do-wells snatching up his cows and goats. Mainly goats. And you first kind of brush it off as, you know, this is slim pickings. This is, but after, you know, the next couple of days, you're not getting any cases. Things starting to run dry. Maybe your debts are piling up. So you decide to make that trip, because you're from San Diego, correct?
San Diego.
Big city.
So you decide to make the trip to Santa Acosta, just outside of it, to Farmer Randolph Brown's ranch, the Brown Ranch, which kind of sounds like Poop Ranch.
I wasn't going to go there, but I'm glad you did.
It is a dairy, after all.
Ha! You.
A dairy air is there.
Quite a bit of dairy air out in that direction. So all right. We'll say you make it to the farm. It's a rather large farm. It's not quite like your big commercial farms that you like, but it's getting there. You can tell there's a lot of several barns full of, cows and goatlies. Oh, goatly. So we'll say that you reach the front door of the main house. The main house.
All right. You know, and I hit the doorbell. Is it the Dukes of Hazzard horn?
Yes.
Okay.
I love that tune. Hello. How can I help you?
Yeah. Business card, Garrett Tracy, private investigator.
Ah, I see, Mr. Tracy, you end up coming to my little farm here after all.
Yes, sir, I did.
I understand you have some livestock going missing around here.
I do. It's been happening for several weeks now.
All right, well, he gets out his notepad and his pencil, and he's like, Mr. Tracy, that's me, Mr. Brown, me, why am I fucking out here? All right, Mr. Brown, could you tell me when these disappearances started? Would you prefer to sit down somewhere, actually?
Oh, come on in.
All right.
He'll invite you into his house. It's a nice little 80s farmhouse.
80s farmhouse, okay.
Everything's gonna be 80 something.
All right. So pop a squat in the...
Pop a squat in the, like, the living room area. Mm-hmm. Well, it happened about, I started noticing the goats were missing about a month ago. But only one, it was only about one.
Mm-hmm.
My prize goat, Bessie.
All right.
But,
about a month ago.
And it kind of slowly happened. There's a couple of cows here and there. And I first thought it was wolves, but something ain't right.
Now, why do you say something ain't right?
Well, there's no wolf tracks. No blood, no carcass.
So you're saying there's no evidence at all that something's taking it, besides the fact that things are missing.
Exactly.
Hmm. All right.
Now, the local authorities think I'm crazy. But I think we got rustlers.
All right.
I know rustlers is an old-fashioned term.
Yeah, sometimes the old-fashioned ones are the ones that work the best, Mr. Brown. What would I need to roll to see if he's being fully on the up and up?
That would probably either be...
Would that be investigate a mystery?
Probably investigate a mystery.
All right. Well, so technically... Well, no, that's for...
Or manipulate someone if you're trying to...
I would like to... Okay, so I'll say I'm going to try to manipulate, but it's not like, you know... I just want to get him to open up. And since I... So Gumshoe has a code that I have to follow, and technically I start out following the code until I break it, which is the weak must be protected from the powerful. And as long as I'm following that code, I get ongoing plus one to manipulate someone and cannot be possessed or charmed.
Ooh, yes. Fancy.
But have to, like, I can't let someone who is weak be hurt by someone who is powerful.
Okay.
Or then I will lose that until I make up for it. All right, so to manipulate someone, I have not the best. We have 2, 4, 6, 7.
So a 7. So I'm gonna borrow, sorry.
It's all right.
A 7 through 9, that is a mixed success,
mm-hmm.
which means they'll do it, but only if you do something for them right now to show that you mean it. If you ask too much, they will tell you what, if anything, it would take them.
Right.
So with this, I don't, you're not necessarily trying to...
So basically what I say is, now, Mr. Brown, a common thing in this profession is people ask for help, and they have an outsider come in who they expect him to pick things up that they wouldn't be able to pick up otherwise. So basically what I'm asking of you is anything out of the unusual, out of the ordinary that you've been doing, that your family's been doing, anything extra on the side, I know about it. I am 100% confidential.
Well, not nothing that I know of. We keep kind of a small, it's just kind of family ran right now, and no one I know of really have any bad dealings or anything.
That's fair. Who's in your family?
Well, I got my wife, Linda.
All right.
And my two boys, Jack and Pete.
That'll work. That'll work.
I'm good with names, guys. These are strong names. We got a couple farmhands, but they're just all local boys.
That's fair.
You know, sweeping up, that kind of thing. But.
All right. Well, Mr. Brown, I think... the way I'm going to be able to help you out the best at the moment is to go and investigate where the disappearances were occurring. They happened from the same barn, they happened from different ones.
Different barns. But I'll show you around the place. Get it.
All right.
We'll say you guys can get a lay of the land.
All right.
He kind of will tell you that it's obviously never happens during the day.
Mm-hmm.
He gave you permission if you wanted to scope out the place. There's like an extra room you can hole up to if you need to.
All right. Will he let me stake it out at night?
Yes.
Okay. Is it possible for me to make an investigate a mystery roll? I forgot that I have a move specifically related to asking questions. Doesn't matter. We'll do it next time. May I investigate a mystery as I inspect the premises?
Yes, you may.
All right. I will inspect a mystery, which is 2d6 plus my sharp, which is 1. That is a 4 plus 5 plus 1. That is a 10 to investigate the mystery.
So on a 10, you can hold 2, which means you ask 2 of any of the questions.
All right. And I understand if some of these would reveal too much, so give me as much or as little as you need to. What sort of creature is it?
With that, you've done several cases. You've been doing this job for quite a long time. You pick up. You don't see any tracks that would think it would, like, any human tracks. You don't see any, like, you know, feet footprints or anything. You do see what looks like, for lack of a better term, almost like claw marks. But they're shaped differently.
All right. So basically, I'm going to have my 8mm camera is one of my things that I got to start. So I'm going to, like, take footage of the claw marks.
Okay.
And,
Claw marks, like, normally, you know, like, you have your standard wolf paw. It's not, doesn't look like a wolf or a dog. It's kind of a weird claw. Like, they look a lot larger. And there's only, like, three of them. It's two in the front.
It's a goddamn Velociraptor.
am I on my own right now?
Yes.
Okay. So there's that, and then my second question would probably be, where did it go?
It's kind of hard to tell, because you're looking around, you do see several of these claw marks. Best you can tell, it kind of went off in the woods. There's like a woods off to, like, we'll say the south.
That work.
And it kind of gets kind of denser there, so...
The trail probably gets a little bit...
You could potentially still track down the trail, I'd say.
May I?
Yes. You know, with that, I won't make you roll. You've done this before.
All right. Are we switching to other perspectives, or...
Because
I don't want to dominate too much time at once.
Yeah, we'll switch.
That'd be a good point, too.
Good point right there. So, let's, All right, let's go to our good friend Mal. Over here.
Yes, yes, let's.
So, you find yourself strapped down to a bed.
Wait. On purpose? They did it, I didn't?
They did. You did not do it. All right. Am I into it?
Fair enough.
Is this kinky or is this...
Alan, if you touch that dial, I'm listening to this radio station. Don't you... God, I hate the orderlies here.
Mr... I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Malvin.
Melvin?
Mal. M-A-L. Not E-L.
Malvin.
It's English.
Okay. That's just very odd name. But, it's time for your medication if you're not going to be... You're going to be very cooperative. So while you're here...
Do I get better medication if I'm uncooperative?
Well, I can't... can't confirm or deny that.
Because right now what you've given me on my initial stay is really lackluster.
Yeah, it's your charts and... Maybe we should up your dose. Can you tell me why you're here? We'll say you said Alan, right?
I mean, they all kind of look alike.
they're all Alan.
The orderlies all have white coats, so they're all Alan. Well, it's because your people are getting awfully close to the end of the world, and I have to be here.
So, end of the world, you say?
Well, end of your world, not ours.
You're not a part of this world? Are you an alien? She's like writing this down.
That's ridiculous. Aliens don't exist.
Okay.
Then. On the seventh day, God didn't make aliens.
So you're God?
No. Bite your tongue. Silly monkey. Can I just have my Thorazine and then go back to bed? Just make sure you leave the radio on because this is really interesting. Surfers, really.
Well, okay. That's the thing that gave us this very large dose that doesn't really affect you at all. A little bit, but...
Oh, swimmers. Interesting.
I won't make you roll or anything. If you wanted to leave this place without any trouble, you can.
Alan, I would like to check out, please.
My name is Cindy.
You're a woman. It's really hard for me to tell you apart.
Well, that sounds very rude.
Well, you're very good at your job. Extremely professional.
Well, you look like a fat old man.
But no, seriously, I would love for you to loosen these straps and let me the hell out of here.
Well, we're not a hotel. We just don't let people leave.
Why not?
Well, see, you're sick. You've got to
I'm the perfect image of human health. Believe me.
You say that in a doctor's office. I'm the perfect image of human health.
Believe me.
This motherfucker.
You can trust me. I helped make you. It's fine. It's like all of my organs are where they're supposed to be.
Do you have any special manipulate powers or anything?
I can. Get real close. I'm going to kiss you. Actually, I have a lot of beating people up powers.
No.
Were you Edith?
Cindy.
Sorry.
Be rolling some kicks, some ass.
No, let's just try and just straight up manipulate first. We're going to just try. I would like her to just loosen my straps because they're very uncomfortable. So I can sit up and have a real conversation with Cindy, is it?
Yes.
See? I'm learning.
Go ahead and make me a manipulate.
Life is difficult for people like me. That would be a 9 plus 2. It's an 11.
Nice.
That is a success. I think we'll deal with a... they will do it for the reason you gave them. If you ask too much, so...
Just, you know, loosen me up so I can sit up and have an actual conversation with her. And then when she goes to leave to go get my next dose of whatever silly thing they're going to try and pump into me, I'm just going to snatch the keys off her.
Very well.
I'm done with this place. I want to meet these servers.
You really got to start listening to better radio.
All right. So, we'll say you'll be able to get out.
Okay.
You get out of the hospital. You're in this lovely town.
Where did I get picked up?
I will say on the road.
Okay.
To Santa Costa from San Francisco.
Well, then the first thing I'm going to have to go is down to the rub and dump, because I need to fill my pockets full of sweets.
Perfect. You can make your way to the general store with a rub and dump. And with that perfect segue... yes. Richter, mm-hmm. You find yourself at the rub and dump.
My favorite kind of life.
So you were having an argument with the
he's in an argument with the cashier.
Cashier, why are you arguing with it? A child stole the candy from me. That's mine.
Sir, I saw you take that jawbreaker from that child.
First of all, I don't even know your name. Second of all,
it's Alan.
Alan. That's a dumb name. Listen, Terry. I wanted this box of Charleston Chew and all of my jawbreakers.
Sir, you can't just come in here and demand candy.
Then how dare you call this a rub and dump?
The Alan is just does not know what to do. They didn't go over this in training.
All right. I will settle. But sir, I'll settle for an apology.
You stole the candy.
Apology accepted. Do you think?
Oh man. Alright, so while you're arguing with that, Mr. Mal
ba-ding,
will come into the store. Oddly next to the candy.
I'll watch for a few moments.
You say you hear this whole conversation.
Yeah. I saw the whole thing.
You saw the whole thing?
The whole thing. He's absolutely right.
What? What do you mean?
I saw the child. It's a malicious, and it's a horrible little larval thing.
What? He stole the candy. What? Who are you?
He reclaimed it after the child took it from him initially.
Okay, you know what?
I'm Mr. Malvin Carr. I work for the state. Also, I require footwear.
Shoes are aisle four.
Thank you.
Would he still be in like his asylum scrubs?
I'd say so. Yes.
I require footwear.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm gonna nab some you know, because it's a beach town or close to. I'll grip some flip flops, a nice Hawaiian shirt off of the rack, maybe some stylish shades.
Is this a big R? Are they at a big R store right now?
Pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah. Okay.
No, it's a rub and dump.
It's a rub and dump.
But it's a big R.
Big R.
Yeah.
Big R.
It's a big rub. A small dump, bro.
Small dump. God damn it.
Jesus.
So this cashier doesn't know what to do, and he does not get paid enough for this, so we just kind of let it happen.
Listen, it's... I know you want to get out there. You want to get out there and hit the waves. Because that's what all the kids are doing these days. I heard
it on Tommy Bahama.
I heard it on the radio.
I don't surf. Since
oh my God! Now is the time you should start.
Well, I mean,
wait, the accident.
Yeah, I don't like to talk about it. I don't know you. Who are you again?
I'm Mr. Malvin Carr. I work for the state.
What do you do for the state?
Evaluate humanity.
So, like...
I'll give you the shorthand evaluation of this. Inept robbery child.
I'm not 100% sure that he's wrong. Show me why he's wrong.
Well,
Cindy sent me. Let's wrap this up. Come on.
Cindy?
Yeah, from the hospital. She sent me.
She sent you here to get flip-flops?
Because I didn't have any proper footwear.
Oh, okay, well, he'll ring it up.
Thank you. Does he have a name tag?
Yeah.
Does it actually say Alan?
It's Alan.
Thank you. Oh, isn't that a coincidence? You are an Alan.
and Alan.
What my dad named me?
I love that.
Oh, okay.
Sir, I don't believe we've been properly introduced.
Nope.
I'm Mr. Malvin Carr. I work for the state.
All right, listen, Mitchell. I appreciate your help. But I don't have time for the state. Unless the state wants something. State have something for me? Have I seen you somewhere before? Oh, I think I might have robbed you.
Are you in league with the child?
Child's muscling out my turf. If anything, the child's lucky I'm a patient man.
This child is running away from the room.
Run, boy. Run your mom. I hate how they run.
Jesus fucking Christ.
That's totally different.
Alright, well, I appreciate
Alan, I appreciate everything you've done, and I will make sure that Cindy tells the tells management that you have done an admirable job and of taking care of myself and Mr.
Orphinium.
I think that's maybe the second Orphinium that I've ever met in my entire life, which is to say a lot. So the Orphinium here, then thank you. And you have a good day. Get out there and learn to surf. Accident or no accident. You only live once, and I mean that. You only live once.
May I interject very quickly?
Yes.
Is he paying for this? All the stuff he just got?
You know what?
This is a verbal hustle.
Are you just kind of weaseling yourself?
Basically, I just kind of slowly edging out the door. I mean, like, you know, you take care of yourselves and, you know, get out there and live. Because you never know when it is going to end. Like that.
Jesus. You know, I love it.
You are so fragile. It's...
And honestly, it wouldn't be a bad idea to pick up surfing. You're terrible at this.
All right, all this weird. Once again, you would walk out with all this stuff. And you didn't know what.
I will button my shirt up over my scrubs.
I'm going to open the box of Charleston Chew.
Oh, fuck, man.
All right.
I believe the human's God has a plan, and it put me with you.
I can work with this. I can work with all this. On Charleston 2?
Oh my god. I went in there and I forgot my candy. Yes.
I'll give you half. I'll give him 40%.
Very carefully. Yes.
Pull out a ruler.
I hit that Charleston Chew like a Coke fiend. He's like rubbing it on my gums. Hello,
my baby. Hello, my honey.
What an amazing confection.
You're an odd one.
One of a kind.
You know where I can find some whippets?
Jeez. The dog?
Wait a minute. What dog?
Whippets. It's a small canine species. They're very fast.
Are they edible?
Everything is edible. whether or not it will kill you or you can pass it is the actual answer to that question.
Put a pin in that.
You can put lots of pins in with it.
Oh.
Lots of pins. And fish hooks and things.
Christ.
What the fuck, man?
Alright, well, let's get away from the store because I would really like to not see an Alan again.
Nah, probably two of the cops are probably coming. We didn't pay.
I did recently meet a police officer. They're very cordial. They tell you exactly what they want you to do, and as long as you mostly do it, they are quite kind.
Well, the problem is I don't really want to do what they tell me to do.
We're going to get along famous.
All right, with the new buddy cop joke. Just branched out here.
I want to watch that movie.
A dark movie.
The Adventures of Mal and Richter.
It's like good omens on fucking women.
Good omens fell into a fucking pile of cocaine.
Sorry that went somewhere. That took a while. That was amazing.
Oh, man.
With that, we're going to go to DJ Large, Big McLarge.
I absolutely love it.
Big McLard.
You are at your shack slash DJ booth.
It's covert station.
And I imagine that you have like a lot of like police scanners and radio.
Lots of screens. Lots of information I need to take in.
We'll say you're doing one of your shows. You'd like to,
Alright. And we're back! Pirate Radio with your DJ, Big McLarge. And I'm telling you something. I think one of these big old mysteries of ours that I'm always yapping about, and no, I'm not talking about the weather thing again. I'm not going to go off about the JFK thing again, because we all know damn well that it was all a lie. I got something right in my backyard, folks. So I'm not going to be on the air for a couple days. You could say that old Big is going to go do a little bit of that on the ground investigative work. Because I think there's something going on down at the farm. And I'm out of milk anyway, so I need to go down there anyway. But I figure I'm gonna go down there. And we're going to do a little bit of snooping. And we're going to get to the bottom of this. And when I get back, if I get back, then I will tell you guys the truth as I have always told you the truth. So until next time. Believe. It's out there. I'm DJ Big McLarge. And we're out.
Perfect.
So.
Twitching. I like him.
I think that I will then hop on my bike. And not a motorcycle. And I'm going to ride off into the sunset, heading to the farm.
As you're heading to the farm, you're getting quite a way. You actually, we'll say you run into someone.
Does he literally run into me?
He can't if you want him to. James, if you're not paying attention.
I'm investigating the ground, and
I'm looking up at the sky because I think there's chemtrails.
Perfect. You're looking up at the sky. He's looking at the ground.
Am I gonna? There is no way that's natural.
Do I take harm from getting hit by the bike, or we just played it for fucking?
Well, you don't take any harm.
Okay,
but you do get you suddenly stop. And your bike falls over.
Alright.
God!
You notice you hit someone.
Damn it! God, what are you doing down there crouching about? I'm fucking standing here, you dumbass! Standing, you're kneeling with your face in the dirt! What the hell are you doing? Why are you riding a bike in the middle of the goddamn desert? I was investigating those so-called clouds up there. Do those look like clouds to you?
Yeah.
They're not. All right, here's my card. You need to tune in to my radio station. I got all sorts of stuff that you need to hear.
Big McLarge.
Big McLarge, DJ.
Come up with that on your own?
Yes, it came naturally.
I don't have any doubt about that.
What the hell kind of chicken ran through here? Is that what you was looking at? These weird.
It's not a chicken, I know that much. He pulls out his own card. Garrett Tracy, private investigator.
Private investigator? I'm something of a private investigator myself.
How you know? You got a license for it?
I don't need a license where I come from.
I suspected that much. Anyhow.
I don't need any of that stuff.
I'm here
on the record.
I'm here investigating the disappearances of the livestock at the farm.
My milk.
Are you?
Yeah. You wouldn't happen to know anything about it,
would
you?
Not that I believe in God, but I believe that a divine force has caused us to cross paths.
Well, we cross paths rather aggressively, so I have doubts of the divinity of this extraterrestrial force you're talking about.
See, you are looking down, and I'm looking up, and together we will get the whole picture.
When you put it like that, it's like Da Vinci himself stalking before me.
So,
and he's clearly just dripping with sarcasm, but Big probably misses it.
I'm very focused
on
on all the wild things going on in the world.
All right, well, tell you what, Mr. McLarge.
You can just call me Big, or DJ, or McLarge. You can call me whatever you want, really.
We'll go Big. First things first here. If you're gonna join this investigation, you're not getting a cut of the payout at the end.
You think I'm in this business for the money?
Well,
I'm in it for the truth!
Well, the truth doesn't pay the bills, buddy.
Buddy, luckily for you, I don't give a damn about the money. Could we throw in a jug of milk?
I'm sure a little bit of persuasion would go a long way for the dairy-based rewards of this caper.
Dairy-based rewards.
All right, so you say you're a private investigator. You're in...
Somewhat of.
How...
I am on a mission to reveal the truth
about
everything. And I am intrigued about these missing, for lack of a better word, goats.
You're right, there's really not a better word to describe the missing goats. He fucking, like, reached into his coat. He's like, Jesus
fucking. Do you know what they put in those things?
Not nearly enough of it. All right. Big. Found these tracks. They lead off into those woods over there. Whatever's been taking these things looks just like some kind of animal to me. Maybe a wolf of some kind, or a jackal, or a... I don't know.
Do you think these are special goats? You think the government has any reason to need these goats?
Government cheese is made by government goats.
Government goats. I gotta say, I have my doubts on that. Who knows, Big? Maybe you're onto something.
You know what? I think between my unique perspective and your keen eye, I think we're going to wrap this mystery up right quick.
God, I hope so. All right.
Wrenches, we throw them in the ears. All right, so with your guy's super sleuthing. You guys may have been arguing. He's probably bantering around stuff. Eventually, you kind of lose the trail in the woods,
mm-hmm.
and you can't make hide nor hair of anything.
No rules to make.
Yeah,
on that.
No rules. Okay.
All right. So just
shit.
Need some nice trees.
I'm not a big fan of being in the trees.
It's the only thing that's not corrupted in this goddamn world.
Not corrupted, but God, can it hide things. Anyhow, So, here's what I'm thinking. We're going to head back to that farm. We're going to post up. And we're going to stake it out overnight.
I like a good stakeout.
Yeah, you know what a stakeout is, right? You're not just saying that?
Do I strike you as someone who would insinuate that I know things that I don't necessarily know?
Is that a serious question? Tell you what.
Yes, we are going to go. We're going to stake out. Maybe cook up some steaks at the stakeout. Because I know that they process the meat just fine at that dairy farm, I think.
I'm not terribly sure, though. It's a dairy farm.
Just dairy?
Yeah.
There are cows, though.
Not anymore.
You are right. There are cows at a dairy farm. Tell you what, maybe I was wrong. Maybe you do have a knack for this investigative work.
I appreciate the compliment, sir.
Of course. All right, let's go, and maybe don't jingle the bell on your bike on the way out of the forest.
I would hate to alert anyone as to our presence.
I'm going to give him like a pink little bike.
Ching. You want to ride, or are you going to sit on the handlebars this time?
Tell you what, I've seen your all terrain skills. I think I'm just going to hoof it.
You're lost.
All right. We'll say by the time you guys make it back to the farm, it's starting to get dark. It's dusk. Ooh. Till dawn.
Where's Selma Hay?
Where's Cheech? All right. Well, so you guys can get a nice area to stake out, good view of the barns. That's where you think. And we'll pause it there. What do you two fine gentlemen?
I like that we have teams.
Oh, yeah. Let's try to get the teams together.
I have to look for signs as to where the hell I'm supposed to be going.
What kind of signs are you looking for?
I don't know. They'll reveal themselves to me.
Okay. Is there a certain role? I don't know.
I should read that. It says this. So, at some point, something will happen.
All right.
Until then, I just kind of enjoy existence.
All right, so you two are enjoying existence.
My sweat tastes like Thorazine.
Someone's enjoying existence. Whereas the other one's kind of stuck here.
Mal, you get this, like, sense. Almost like a voice at the back of your head.
I normally hear those through the radio. So, cool.
Yeah, it's in your head this time. It's saying something about a farm.
Wait, didn't the radio say there was a thing about a farm? Yes. Which I'll absolutely out of nowhere I'll be like, didn't the radio say something about a farm?
They also said something about a dead priest.
They might be related.
The farm or the priest?
The dead priest and the farm. They were said by the same person on the same radio station.
What was going on at the farm? I don't remember the radio.
Things were being eaten, I think.
So the priest was eating things at the farm?
I was on a terrible amount of sedatives at the time. I don't remember.
You wouldn't happen to have any of those with you right now, would you?
I'm sure there's some still left in me.
Brady.
Greed is one of my favorites.
So let me get this straight, Randy.
Do you have a car?
Randy.
Do I have a what?
Do you have a car?
No.
They took the one that I was borrowing.
Can we borrow another one?
Well, I mean, yes.
What are we doing? Let's go borrow a car.
What's the car borrowing situation on the streets of...
Let's go borrow a car.
Well, there will be several cars in people's driveways. There's no car dealership. But
have you played the game Grand Theft Auto?
You, I'd like your car now.
Run up to a stoplight.
Just wait. One will come to you.
You know what? I picked the last one as you're my new human friend. Let's find out. You pick the next one. Which one would you like?
You're a funny talking man. Use the term human. It's weird.
You're weird. It's logical. I mean, it fits, right? That's a human, that's a human, that's a human, that's a cat. Like, I'm defining things properly.
Are you guys just having this? Where are you guys at?
I'm sure we're on a sidewalk. We're not, like, in a street.
We're just walking down the sidewalk. I'm still eating the Charleston shoes.
Right. Okay, so we just take one from one of these driveways, right? These idiots aren't using them.
Well, not currently, otherwise they'd be moving. And that's a lot harder to take.
All right. You want to commandeer one of these things?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've done it before.
Okay, good. You take care of that. I'll keep a watchful eye out.
For a better one?
for the people that are probably not going to want us to necessarily borrow their car.
Oh, everything that I've understood and partaken in my time here amongst people is that when you take their things, they get mad for a short period of time, and then they die.
Jesus.
Hard to argue with your logic here.
So which one would you like? Is it a color factor?
Well, weird question to be asking.
Oh, god damn.
And Nick is dead.
I'm partial to the yellows.
Catman, be careful. Be very careful, Catman. I've spent too much time around you.
I we should pick the one that's most inconspicuous.
That one says Dodge on it, and that obviously seems to be a warning.
All right, that makes a lot of sense. Ram, on the other hand,
is an aggressive car. And I think in our current situation, trying to see what's going on with this dead priest on the farm, we should probably stay low and not be as aggressive.
I'll find one in black. Small sedan.
All right.
Presidential, maybe.
Not an adjective I'm used to, but sure.
You'll figure it out.
God. Oh, that one.
Find a Dodge.
And with all of this, and with all of the subtlety of a moose, I am going to yank the door open and do a little Wooji thing and hot water.
Yeah, somehow it goes. Yeah. Like, you just get in there, boom.
It's unlocked. Kind of.
I do everything to not touch the car. I don't touch the car with my bare hands.
Oh, god damn it.
I use my coat and I open the other door and I get in and I look around.
You guys get in, the car starts.
Okay.
As you back away, you see someone go, "My car!"
It'll be fine. We'll bring it back before you're dead.
We're using it anyway. Loser!
I'll have to hold the door shut while I'm driving.
Why?
Because it sure as hell isn't going to shut.
One of my actual cars was like that when it was very cold outside.
The way I opened it, it's not going to close again. So,
alright. All right, do you guys make your way to the...
Okay, so we're going to this priest farm?
Yes, we're going to... That would be a convent. No, that's the seminary. I'm sorry. Convent is where they raise the Daughters of Christ, or Brides of Christ, which is a misnomer, I might add. That's something that came up in the like 1300s.
So where are we going?
The farm, where there are animals being missing, and I have a feeling that has something to do with this dead priest.
All right.
Alright. Also, since you're in the passenger seat, check the glove box. There's almost always something of value in these cars, whether it's napkins or straws or a book with lots of names in it. I even found a child's toy in there once. But there's all sorts of things you can find in that little glove compartment area.
I get out a napkin, and I grab the glove compartment and I open it.
Alright, inside is there's a map.
Oh, that'll be useful.
There is napkins.
There's no GPS in 85.
No. No, just maps.
There are some Quaaludes.
There is a half-melted Hershey bar.
Uh-oh.
We will almost wreck. Because it will be a dive for that chocolate bar.
Jesus Christ.
And I will just, like, shove it half-wrapper, like, have to pull the wrapper out of my mouth.
Put your hands back on the wheel. What's wrong?
Okay.
Fucking Christmas at the Kennedy compound.
I love the Kennedys.
I don't know if we can be friends anymore.
Alright, so you ragtag pals are gonna make it.
You could have picked any color. You had to pick yellow. Jesus Christ.
The moment I heard that, I was like, "It was Catman, no!"
It was almost like I was setting you up.
Oh, fuck my life, man.
All right, so the farm. How do we find the farm? Is it on the map? It can't be on the map. It's a road map.
It's not the farm isn't on the map.
There'd be signs, honestly.
Yeah, you'd probably be able to find with signs and
if they do business and like sell milk and things, like this is like the sort of thing like this is like all this fucking town has.
Oh,
as
yeah.
As far as an attraction.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, I bet they make their own ice cream there.
At the farm?
We may need to stay longer in anticipation. Oh, yes.
This is going to be a long one, boys.
All right, yeah. Stay longer for the ice creams.
You're right.
I'm going to. All right, you guys are on your way. We'll say it's dark now. It's getting dark. Okay. You two have found a nice place to hole up to scout out the barns.
We're in a disused like tool shed because like every fucking farm has like seven of them.
Yeah,
with like one of the planks is missing, so that's what we're peering out of. Now, were you doing okay, yeah, but you have binoculars.
Yep.
Okay, and like I've got my 8mm up on my shoulder, ready to record, but like it's not rolling yet.
All right,
I love that.
All right.
Everything's so big.
While we're driving, I will surf the radio stations, and I spend a lot more time in static than most people do. I like find one between stations, and I go, nope, and then keep like I'm not looking for music. I'm waiting for the radio to tell me where to go.
What are you doing?
You watched Good Omens recently, didn't you?
Huh?
You watched
Good Omens? Oh my god, I did, but that's not what this is about. No, I'm just trying to be weird.
Well, it's working.
Yeah!
You asked, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. The man in the radio told us about this, and I figured the man in the radio would tell us more, and that's what the radio's for.
The radio's for lying. It's not for telling us anything. It's for lying to us. Gotta be careful with this.
Anyhow,
this works.
Oh, okay. See.
All right. So, going back to you guys, you're peering, you're staking it out. About, we'll say about 11 o'clock. You see one of like the farmhands go into a barn to kind of their daily routine of, nightly
inspection
and whatnot, and then. You hear a very loud scream. And you hear a loud scream.
Oh, fuck, it's Charlie. And he just, like, runs out of the goddamn shed. gets a little wild-eyed, just like, oh, shit. He just, like, draws his magnum and just books it.
I also have a magnum.
I'll run out after him.
Goddamn magnum P.I.
Magnum on one shoulder, camera on the other, just like,
You are both Dick Tracy and Magnum P.I.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Congratulations.
Do you know the books, The Garrett Files, by Glenn Cook?
I do not.
It's like a normal schmuck human private investigator, like in D&D, basically.
Oh, cool.
And so Garrett Tracy. Yeah. Anyhow, so yeah, running for the barn.
All right, so it's what you notice the screams come from one of like the farther barns away.
Mm-hmm.
So both of you guys run over there. You get there, you see the barn door is like slightly open.
Askew.
And inside.
All right, big. Have you been in a firefight before?
Have you been in a firefight before?
I was in Nam for almost a decade, you dumbass.
I did not know that. Excuse me, friend.
That's pretty rude.
Because he's got sweat beating down his forehead and stuff. He's not doing too good right now.
Three.
Borrow my handkerchief, wipe off your forehead, and let's go in here with a clear head.
All right. So, I want you to cover me, okay?
I got you.
Do you know what cover?
Are you talking down to me?
No, I'm just talking to the person who's going to have a gun behind me.
Right behind you, because I got your back. I got it.
All
right. There is someone screaming in there, and we are out here having a long-ass dialogue. Let's just get in there.
All right,
we're going in.
You guys kick open the door. You see the farmhand... is kind of like backed in a corner and he has a pitchfork, and directly next to it is this, like, St. Bernard-sized creature.
I shoot at it immediately.
Let me describe it.
Okay, sorry. I just want to say, once you're done describing, go right ahead.
It's a St. Bernard-sized creature, because it is actually
a St. Bernard.
You shot the family dog. Good job.
It's very large. It's got... It's on. It, you first think it might be, like, a wolf, but it's built all wrong. It's got these very large claws on all four sets, and it's got black, like, matted, like, steel brush-style hair. And it has this, like, longer snout, and there's just jagged fangs.
I've been telling people about this shit for years!
With that, you know exactly what this is. This is a chupacabra.
Oh, I've been hearing about some.
Alright, roll me some kicks some ass, please.
Alright.
Are you shooting as well or just him?
You know what? We're both gonna go to town on this thing. Just immediately. Unloading.
Alright, that is a 6, 7. That's an 8.
I also got an 8.
On kick some ass.
All right, so we'll go with you first, with Garrett first. So you said an 8?
Yes.
Oh, plus the tough.
Yeah, plus tough, yeah.
So that's a 9, but that's not different.
All right, so on a 7 plus, you and whatever you're fighting inflict harm on each other. The amount of harm is based on the established dangers in the game. That usually means you inflict the harm rating of your weapon, your enemy inflicts their attack's harm rating on you. It's a little different. So you shoot. What's the harm?
On the Magnum.
Magnum is 3 harm.
Alright. Wow!
He's got the. So he's got, like, he has the camera rolling, but it's not exactly steady because he's, like, shooting at it, so.
You got a lot of barn roof.
This video is gonna be awesome to watch.
So you fire this gun. Into this creature, and as you shoot it, you get it right in the side, and it kind of, like, you know, blood comes out, and it rears back and lunges at the hand,
uh-huh.
And just grabs it by the throat, and just rips its throat clean out.
But he's not a ghost.
Garrett just sees, like, the blood fountaining from his throat, and it's like his gun's shaking. He's just
so.
It's all numb all over.
So you also rolled the.
Yeah, and I got a 9, which is the same.
So if he's got a Magnum,
and I got a Magnum,
3
so.
3 harm.
All right, you take another shot at this thing,
Blammo.
And. It just kind of, like, rips this dude apart still. Like, it's kind of like...
I'm glad he's not attacking us.
Shut up and kill this thing!
As it kind of rips itself apart, it rips this thing apart. It's got holes in it, but it kind of looks up. And as you guys shoot it, you know, like, you definitely hit it. But it doesn't nearly do as much damage as you think it would.
Uh-oh.
And so it rips this dude apart. This guy's gone. And it kind of, like, faces away and turns towards you, Garrett. It kind of bares its teeth. And, with that, you guys enter. You guys make a way to. You assume it's this farm.
Okay. It's a farm.
It's a farm.
And you enter a gunfight? Like, what's going on?
As you guys make your way into the farm, the main ranch, you hear gunshots.
This is a different kind of farm.
Do they still use guns to execute cattle?
I don't think so. Maybe? Good question.
Then it could be this dead priest. Well, related to the dead priest.
So the dead priest is killing cows?
Or there are people killing more priests.
my god. We can go watch.
Just what the world needs. More dead priests.
Yeah, so let's...
Warren!
We're going to drive to wherever this shit...
Why are we walking?
Are you guys bursting into the bar?
He's got a point.
Oh my god!
Oh no!
I was about ready to get out. But my new friend here, his logic is sound.
With that, you guys can tell the gunshots are coming from a barn, and the door is kind of flung open. So you're just going through the door?
No. I'm not going to wreck. I do plan on eventually bringing this car back to the guy before he dies. So it's always my.
My goal.
Sometimes that doesn't happen.
Slightly broken door. This can be one of those times.
we'll stop right outside the barn.
Oh. All right.
Sorry about the extra 10 feet.
You guys get out. And you see this similar scene. You see two men that are just with magnums. And you see this creature that's got bullet holes. And it's laying in viscera.
Garrett's like, I don't know who the hell you are, but you better stay back from this fucking wolf thing. It's a goddamn chupacabra, I told you. There ain't no such goddamn thing. You're looking at one right now.
I think it looks more like a puma.
Was that a red versus blue?
Yep. Fucking one of those damn chupacabras.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
Beautiful.
So, the all rest right. of the team arrives.
My opening line will be, is that another priest? At the farmhand.
That's just Alan.
Okay, if we have enough time to do all this, I'm shooting at it again. Alright, so before you do that, the monster, Esther, it's like, it turned to face you, and it sees that he's outnumbered. This is a barn full of goats.
Mm-hmm.
In one motion, you see it runs to a goat and just like cuts it and starts drinking from it. And you can see these wounds start to heal.
That's so natural.
And like the bullet like pops out.
That's useful.
And at this point, It looks at you and it lets out this, like, awful... not quite a pig squeal, but not quite a howl, but in there. And it, like, goes out the opposite door.
Quick, Second Amendment is ass!
Garrett's like... Like, he's absolutely just like... Kind of wolf was that? Fuck! Who the fuck are you two?
Watch, bro.
You seem awfully agitated.
We help.
Are you not? Did you see that thing? Don't mind him. He's never seen a chupacabra before. Have you seen a chupacabra before? I just did.
He like switches off the camera on his shoulder and he's fucking like, you know, slings it over his back. I don't fucking know how he cares. But anyhow, he just like.
That's not recording anymore, right?
Why do you care?
You don't have my permission to record me.
Who the fuck are you?
It's better manners to introduce yourself.
This is first. Mr. Ophidian. He's here to help with the dead priest.
Dead? What the hell are you talking about with dead priests?
Who here
We're here for ghosts.
Your voice is familiar.
Who here is killing priests?
You're kind of familiar yourself.
Are you an Alan?
Do I look like an Alan? You can call me Big. Big McLarge.
I've heard of you.
Do you fancy the radio?
It talks to me all the time.
Gentlemen! Fucking Chupacabra over here! It's not every day I meet an actual fan of my show. It's not every day you see a fucking chupacabra eating a fucking goat. So you're finally admitting that it's a chupacabra? Sure, if it means you'll shut the fuck up and help me follow it, hell yeah, sure, why not? It's a fucking chupacabra. That was a little rude, but I will step down.
You should really calm down. Your heart rate is going really, really...
Here, borrow my handkerchief.
You know what, you're right about that. He like reaches into his pocket and like pops the fucking top off of a morphine syringe and just like into his arm, just like...
Great, pass that around.
That'll
the Quaaludes will do much better for calming you down.
So
he like tucks the empty serret away. He just
who's what? What came out of the meat? The human over here. What is
the meat? What?
This
we refer to this as this viscera.
This area here.
He got eaten.
I was a farmhand. Worked you on.
First, he got his throat ripped out. It was wild. It was crazy.
He pops his revolver open and just, like, starts putting bullets into it, and he's just like. He, like, spins it, you know. Looks at it for a second, like, tucks it away. Just, okay. All right. What are you two doing out here? My name is Garrett Tracy. I'm a private investigator, and I'm here investigating the disappearances of goats, except now I'm looking into murder, apparently, but not murder.
Alan shouldn't have been out here this late. It's his own damn fault.
He does kind of look like the inside of an Alan.
Okay.
Have you ever met an Alan you like? I didn't get a chance to meet this one very long.
All right, gentlemen. All right. This is some fine discourse we're having here. I'm going to go to the farmhouse and let Farmer Brown know that one of his farmhands just got the fucking fillet of fish treatment over here. And then we're going to track that thing to its lair, and then we're going to fucking kill it.
I don't think my bike can keep up with it.
Your what?
My bike. I can't keep up with it.
Well, then leave the bike here. We'll follow the trail.
We're just going to run. He's going to run after this chupacabra.
You got it.
You know how fast a chupacabra can run?
How fast can a chupacabra run, Big? Tell me.
From what I have heard from my callers.
Listen, fellas. It's fine. We brought a car. He brought a car. It's his car. He brought a car.
Oh, Lincoln?
We will for a nominal fee. You can ride as passengers in our car.
The nominal fee is zero, buddy.
As you guys are arguing, you hear another one of those ear-piercing howls off in the woods. And as you're listening, you hear some, like, in return. Like some of the other ones.
Would that make it chupacabra? Is that the
chupacabra? Okay. All right. We need fucking cops out here, or the fucking military. We need some goddamn flames.
We are not calling the police. We can't get the police involved in this.
In a fucking death? Isn't that kind of their job?
Well,
the cops can deal with the dead man in the morning. Let's go deal with our chupacabra now.
We don't know. We don't know.
Also, we do have to deal with the dead goat.
What goat?
What? Why?
I was trying to eat a steak earlier.
The one that was brutally injured.
I thought that was the priest.
A goat priest?
I've known
what
voice.
Kind of farm is this?
Garrett's sitting there and he's just like...
I'm going to pick up one of the goats and I'm going to get all eye to eye with it.
Oh, it's not dead?
No, just a goat.
Okay.
I understand you suffered a terrible loss. We're gonna finish this for you.
I don't even really know him.
I will set him down.
Do you have any animal whispering or anything?
Nope.
But he feels for them.
I know he hears me.
Okay. All right, guys. All right.
You're sweet.
Here's what we're gonna.
Too much of that will. Oh, okay. That's fine. That's.
No, that ain't good for you.
They call that the devil's lettuce, and they're so wrong.
Oh!
It's not a fucking marijuana.
Okay. Is this a regular cigarette?
Yeah. Sorry for it.
Look, buddy, two vices are enough for me at the moment, okay?
You need at least four to hold you in place.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Vices?
Vice. And he, like, puts his head back, and he just... God, give me patience, because if you give me strength, I'm going to kill all these motherfuckers.
So, yes, there seems to be more animals that are here to injure these poor defenseless goats.
So what do you want? What we got here. Since you guys seem to have all the fucking answers right now, what should we do about this?
I'm with you. I think we should track it down and destroy it.
All right, I'm glad we agree on that.
Or them, as the case may be.
All right,
I'll take point as supervisory inspector.
Okay. Big. We're going hunting.
I like a good hunt.
Let's get in the car.
Do I get a firearm?
Do you have one?
I could acquire one.
From?
I don't know yet.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Do we want to go right now, or do we want to go later when we're better prepared? Do we want to go into town and try to acquire some more gear? And give them time to do whatever the fuck they're doing out there in the trees?
I could return the car.
We need the car to go out there, and hopefully run a couple of them over. Although it probably wouldn't go too well through the trees.
All right.
Okay. All right, so here's our options here. And he's, like, starting to, like, get into PI mode here. All right. Go out there, follow the tracks. It's going to leave some blood behind when you follow that trail. There's probably a lot of them out there, but if there's one thing I've gotten good at, it's fighting ambushes from the fucking trees. Or we can go to town, rest up, get gear. I don't know what kind of gear we need, probably.
More guns.
Something flammable if we get styrofoam and gasoline. Good mix, very flammable. Good, burns long. It's like napalm. Yeah.
You're speaking my language.
Okay. What do you guys want to do then?
Mr. Ophidian.
Since I am acting supervisor, if we do go back to town, we can't go back to the rub and dump. They robbed you, they're blind.
But that's the only store in town. That's where we need to buy gear from if we're buying gear.
Well, then maybe we don't really need gear. Maybe we can outwit this thing somehow.
Please elaborate. How will we outwit it?
Have you ever tried to outwit a chupacabra?
I don't think we used enough bullets.
This is my first...
I can also agree with that.
This is my first chupacabra. I'm very excited.
It's pretty exciting.
Exciting? And he, like, gestures to this, like, disgusting stain on two walls, the floor, and probably some of the ceiling of the fucking farmhand. What's exciting about that?
Existence is pain, my friend, and this is just...
Less?
Well, I feel so alive!
Less than a tenth of percent of humanity have ever been killed by chupacabras. His ending was stellar.
That was a glorious death, by all accounts.
I'm sad I missed him.
Garrison. You know what? You're all fucking insane.
That's what they told me, and it really is rude.
All right, how many guns do we have?
We got two, and you're not getting mine.
I don't need to.
Do you think they have any in the farm?
Let's go ask.
He leads the way.
I'm saying with that, you know, you guys did shoot guns and are yelling. There are probably people like
Mr. Brown.
Yeah. Mr. Brown's probably awake.
Yeah, he's definitely awake. He's probably out his door with his shotgun.
Oh, he brought it to us.
Hi.
What the hell's going on here?
Chupacabra's going on out here.
What the hell?
Okay. Actually, a very, very large wolf did that. Very large wolf. Okay.
Wolf?
I'm going to manipulate someone here.
Who the hell are you three?
Misdirection and false.
I know you. What are you doing here?
I'm coming to help you figure out your mystery.
May I make a manipulate someone to talk him into convincing him that this is like my team?
You may.
All right, so I'll manipulate someone. 3 + 5 + 2. That's a 10 plus my 1. So I got an 11 to manipulate someone.
They will do exactly... That's what 10 is, right?
Yes. They'll do it. They'll.
So you're saying.
Basically, all right, Farmer Brown. Okay, I need you to hear me out here. Okay, me and Big here. This is my team. We got Big. We got Charlie, and we got Joe. We got Big Charlie and Joe. Okay.
Oh, who the hell is talking to?
We were out here staking out when a very exceptionally large wolf came out, attacked Alan over there, and now it's run off into the woods. There's more of them out there. What we need is that gun, the only one you own.
Well, I got my hunting rifle.
Okay, I need you, please, sir, give that shotgun to that gentleman there.
Ooh.
And I need you to give that your hunting rifle to this gentleman here.
Mm.
We're going off into the woods. We're going to hunt these things for you. And we're going to avenge Alan's death there. Could you please do that for
us? He seems kind of shaken up because, like, there's a lot of blood.
Oh, yeah.
But, well...
Farmer.
Okay.
Mr. Brown.
Can I call you Mr. Brown?
Can I call you Mr. Brown?
Yes?
The human savior has failed you.
I'm sorry?
And now we need to step in and make it right for these goats.
Consider it divine intervention.
Divine intervention. I think he was referring to us as the human savior.
All right. I gotta call the police.
I pulled down my pastel green shitty sunglasses.
In the middle of the night.
Let's help you.
This is
the way that Jesus failed you.
Oh, he's talking about Jesus. Jesus fails everyone.
Well,
no.
Oh, all right. He doesn't know what to do here. He hands you his shotgun. All
right, and do we get...
You'll get a rifle.
All right.
You can keep your hunting rifle. If this is divine, this is my job now.
And I will pull out of my... I think it's called as a... what I need when I need it. Is where I can, it's a pocket, little pocket dimension where I can store one item. And that's where my orphan crippler is.
So you just pull a fucking burning axe out of like a
is
pocket
it a burning axe?
Yes, it is. It's supposed to be a divine weapon. It says flaming sword. I have switched the wording to axe.
Jesus Christ!
It's a massive battle axe.
Garrett's just like, where the fuck were you keeping that?
Mr. Ophidian.
I'm here to save this town.
You are full of surprises.
They said the same thing to me at the store.
I think we might work for the same person.
Who do you... That's a conversation for later. That's a conversation for later.
The farmer's going to go back to his house and call the police.
Okay. Because
there was a murder on his farm.
Well, I mean, it's...
Accident.
Workplace accident.
We're gonna go into the woods and hunt some fucking chupacabras.
And now, Big, this workspace light is pointed at the thing and then I click, correct?
Yeah. There's a little thing, you pull that thing back, right. Then you're able to shoot.
Point
and then afterwards, we'll work on popping it open and putting more in.
Alright, so, okay. Fucking, you know, soldier shows Mel, who he now knows as Charlie.
Mal,
who he knows is Charlie now, because you haven't said his name yet, to break it open, like, you know, you fire, pop it, shells, these things called shells, and we're just going to say he gave you more shells. You pull them out, you throw them away, you put two new ones in there, close it up.
All right.
Pull back the hammers.
So this works almost like an old flintlock.
Yeah. I don't know why you're making that analogy, but yeah, so front trigger fires the left barrel, back trigger fires the right barrel.
Excellent.
There you go.
Thank you.
No problem. What's your real name? You're not Charlie.
I look at the flaming axe. Malthus of Carthage? Carthage, sorry.
I'm sorry, could you please repeat that for me?
I'm Mr. Malcolm Carr. I work for the state.
Oh, okay.
You work for the state?
I work for humanity.
I can accept that.
I'm on your side.
Do I recognize his whole name?
Probably, actually.
Because he's kind of just like the whole Malthus of Carthage is just going to like flit out of his ears and he's going to go, Malcolm Carr.
I'm Malcolm, I work for the state.
Malcolm, okay.
But yeah, when he says that, it definitely, you've...
I pick up on it?
Yeah.
And what's your real name, sir? Because you're not Joe.
And what's your real name?
I already told you. Garrett.
I don't remember.
Garrett Tracy, private investigator.
Private eye. Your recording turns off, right?
Why would it be on?
I'm just making sure. It's my right to know.
Yes, the recording is off.
My delightful one.
He's like,
are we ready to go?
You didn't tell me your name.
I only know him as Mr. Ophidian.
Richter. We'd be quicker. Be quicker if we go by first name.
Richter.
You can't can't stop Tricky Ricky.
Apparently you fucking can't. All right, let's get in the car. We're driving to the woods to hunt some fucking chupacabras.
I'm in shotgun. And I'm hanging out the dryer. I'm hanging out the dryer with my ass. with it flaming and everything.
I got the window rolled down, fucking ready to shoot out of it.
So get us close to him. I'm going to separate the top halves from the bottom halves.
I will drive toward whichever direction they tell me to go, because I...
When you get out,
I'm not exactly tracking behind the wheel here.
Yeah. It's not hard to tell. Letting him
drive.
It's hard to tell where to go. When you guys get out, you do see like a blood trail, and then it'll kind of like goes off towards the woods, opposite of your shack, though.
I don't know how well this is going to handle out there. But
well, you said you're borrowing it from someone, right?
Oh yeah, we're borrowing it.
a nice gentleman. He looked to be in his early 50s.
All right then, that'll be his problem.
Or not.
I just agree.
All right, you guys are making your way. You can. He's just going slow enough that you can kind of. It starts to get hard because the blood just starts to get drops. And then it starts to get to the point where the car really can't go anywhere because the trees starting to get thick. Okay. You're hitting like potholes. You fucked up the suspension.
All right, let's.
A mechanic, I am not.
Let's hoof it from here.
No, I don't have hoops.
Just use your legs then.
Why the fuck would you?
Because I have regular feet. They're far more useful in your human world.
Follow the light of my brilliance.
Follow the light of my brilliance. So let's.
And I start off.
So very, very quick interjection. I'm so fucking glad that one of you two picked up on Let's Hoof It and did that with it. Because that was the whole fucking point. Yes!
Oh my god, this is already great.
Oh yeah. Right. So do we need to roll the track, or...?
There's really no... investigate...
I was going to say, we're leading the charge with his brilliance. Why don't you investigate the mystery and see if you can pick up the... Where did it go? And you know what? I will help out.
I'm glad I thought of it.
I'll lick the ground.
Help out if you get a 10, you get a plus 1 to this.
Okay. Alright, now I have to roll plus my cool is normal.
Investigate is sharp.
I give
right?
him a plus 1, but I expose myself to trouble or danger. Which is makes sense because I'm licking the ground.
Are you actually licking the ground?
Oh yeah.
Sharp. Okay, all right. I just wanted to make sure.
My sharp is a minus 1.
So what the fuck are you doing down there?
Alright, so
but he gave you a plus 1, so it's a 10.
Yeah, so it's 10.
This is still very fresh.
What are you doing?
This is definitely the chupacabra's blood.
How does it taste?
It is the chupacabra's blood.
Yeah. So he gave me... Wait, he helped me out?
I gave you a plus 1.
Okay, and I had a minus 1, so we're back at 10.
Why are you licking?
Right. So you can add hold 2. So you can ask 2 of these...
Alright.
I don't know any better way to know this from something else's blood.
Of course. Why didn't I think of that?
I get 2 questions?
Correct.
I would like to know, where did it go?
With that, you'd say that it is, it went off to the left.
All right.
Into, like, the thicker part of the woods.
And I feel like that could also just be, like, an extended, like, where did it go as it went along this trail you're now following.
Yes, that would, yeah.
A lot, because, like, with these games, I think they're made by the same guy, same company. With these, like, the way that it has, like, these exact wordings, sometimes it's a little easier to just kind of get a little... loosey-goosey with the translation of
right,
them for your own sanity.
And then my second question will be, what can hurt it?
You saw that guns, it did some damage to it. But you can also gather that it kind of healed itself when it drank the blood of a goat. You're not sure if it's just goat blood.
It could be any blood.
But you think that if you can prevent it from drinking blood...
You have a better chance of killing him.
Alright. Hmm. Alright, boys, follow me. I'm brilliant in every sort of way.
I have reason to doubt that.
Hurtful, we'll come back to that.
Alright, you guys make your way across this trail. And it's getting darker and darker, but you have the light of brilliance, so you...
You know, it's actually better for your night vision to have that put away.
But it's better for my health to have it out.
Sure, why not?
As you guys are traveling, you're about half a mile into this, like, thick... Like, once you guys parked, about half a mile in. You guys start to see movement on, like, some of the trees surrounding you guys.
Uh-oh.
And you kind of hear this, like, you know, not the howl you heard, but like a sniffing sound. And a
snuffling and snuffling.
Mmm.
And as you guys, you get your shotgun and everything, you see out of the trees comes six of they look similar to the one you saw, but they're smaller.
Oh, okay.
They're not quite as tall, but they kind of bear their teeth at you, and like some of them kind of get down to like pounce.
I immediately fire.
Orphans.
All right, we'll go with because there's really no initiative in this game.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of goes around, so we'll start with Garrett.
Ooh, hell yeah, there we go. Alright, so that is an 11. So that is add one extra effect. I would like to... So I fire. And I would like to suffer one less harm.
Suffer one less harm?
So I, like, you know, the moment I see him come out of the forest, I was just like, fuck!
Alright. All right, so you fire,
mm-hmm.
and you do, what's your gun is how much?
Three.
Three. You take a good shot of the closest one that comes out. It lunges at you with its claw. And it would normally do one harm,
mm-hmm.
but you basically negate it.
So basically...
So it kind of like... It just kind of grazes your shirt,
mm-hmm.
but doesn't.
Okay, yeah, so. Alright, cool.
But it's right next to you now. And you can kind of see a few others are kind of like gathering around that area too. Like a pack mentality.
They're pack hunting.
Oh, we'll go with Mr. Big, which is the bad guy in like every 80s movie.
Mr. McLarge. I'm just gonna blow around to that motherfucker.
The same one that was on him?
I think so.
Alright.
I think so. Fucking awful. That did not go well. That is a 6.
Alright.
Which is just awful.
I mean, you still inflict harm on it, but you also take harm.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, usually. Unless, like, there are, you know, obviously, if it can't...
No, on a 6, he gets nothing. He gets his experience point.
That's right. So you go to shoot, and you shoot the ground.
I'm scared. I'll try not to hit him.
I don't think the monster gets a reaction for
that. That's up to you.
I don't remember... So you know what? You kind of blow a hole, and it jumps... And it slashes at you for one harm. Mr. Mouth.
All right, so I put it down to the aim at the thing, and then I pulled this trigger. All
right.
That would be, because I get to add my weird instead of my tough, that would be a 10.
A 10, which is...
I choose an extra effect. Let's
Let's inflict terrible harm. I like that.
Shotgun is also 3 harm.
Shotgun's 3 harm, so you're doing an additional harm?
Yeah. Kerplow!
With that, you raise the barrel, and you blam, and you just tear this one apart.
Smears across the ground.
Oh. And the other ones let this, like, howl out them.
You can't convince me they don't go.
Garrett, look, it exploded!
Good job! Do it to the other ones!
All
right.
Hello.
Hello. Mr. Richter, what would you like to do?
Which one's closest?
We'll say there was 3 gathering on Garrett, but now there's only 2. And I'll say there's the other 3 are near you.
So oh, they're coming to me?
Yeah.
They're coming to daddy.
Well, you do have the big flaming axe.
Yeah, well, I'm about to plant the business end between a few of them.
All right, so I'm going to swing the orphan crippler and let slip some murder.
Let slip some murder.
Six and a 1.
7. What's your tough?
2.
9. All right.
9.
So that's you do your harm, but they harm you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got... They also, because of my smite, they're weak against my divine weapon.
Aww.
And I do 3 harm already. And I also have divine armor, which is minus 1 harm from them. So you deal 6 harm total? I don't know what weakness means. I don't know what weak means.
On the weapon?
Because it says for smite is that they are weak to my divine weapon.
Actually, if you give me a second, I can tell you what it means.
Oh, okay.
Suffer plus 1 harm.
Okay. And then for if they try to do damage to me, it's minus 1 because, like, I have divine armor. So if we're trading harm, whatever they're doing, minus 1.
Okay.
That's what I mean. So I do 4 harm.
So you do 4 harm to this.
Mm-hmm. Impressive.
And it lunges at you and like with its teeth.
Mm-hmm.
It gets a hold of like your arm, but it's doing 1 less. You're going to take 2 harm.
Bastard.
Ook.
So there is currently 5 chupacabra. One is very wounded. And it would be Garrett up next.
Alright, that is
3, 6, 9. No, I'm sorry.
Damn, she's bad.
That's 10. I'm gonna polish off the one that he already wounded. And choose to take 1 less harm. Unless, yeah. Well, actually, since I'm killing that one, that means instead... Well, does it die?
It will. Well, it does 2 harm, right?
3.
3, yes. It will make it to a nice pace.
In that case, I'm going to give plus 1 forward to my boy Big, so you add 1 to your attack roll.
Ooh. Excellent.
All right, so let's see. Is there 1 still on Garrett and
3? Well, there's 2 still on me. I shot the one that was on him, so there's 2 on each of us.
Okay. Well, fuck, I guess I'll just shoot off in Mr. Richter's direction. Try to knock off one of those fuckers.
Tricky Ricky.
So you gave me plus 1.
Look out for Tricky Ricky.
So that would be 10. So I get plus 1 for my tough.
Yeah.
And then your plus 1, so that's 10.
10 is you can add an effect, right? Or is it just...
Yeah, that's the adding effect.
So I'll take the 1 less harm as well.
Okay, so you fire at the one at Merc for how much is that 2? Is it 3?
3.
All right. And as you do that, the one closest where you're at lunges at you. And sinks his teeth right in your arm. That'll be 2 harms since it's a nice one.
Alright. So still 2?
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow.
You did 3 damage. Pricks.
I'm hurting.
But it doesn't, like, latch on and, like, get a piece, but, like, you know, gets and kind of rips a little bit. You're a little cut up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the one that just bit my good friend Big here, I'll try to shoot it, forgetting that I'm supposed to reload this thing.
So click. It'll be click,
and then I'll just start beating it with the shotgun.
All right. Roll it.
It's like click.
Mm. 7 plus 3 is 10. I would like to force them. So I'm going to do the beating damage because my hand damage is 2. And then I will do I force them where I want them. I'm forcing them away from Big. Basically, I'm kind of baseball swinging the thing.
Yeah, you do that, and you kind of like it. Kind of rolls off. All right,
they're like hellhounds but smaller.
I'm swinging at another one.
Hey. Should have brought Bill with us.
We should have
used it as bait.
That really would have distracted him.
A 2. That is a 2. 5, 7.
I do 7. That I believe is a miss.
No, 7's not a miss.
7 or 9
to hit. Oh.
But I'm gonna take more. I'm gonna take another 2 harm, damn it.
But they're getting dealt 4.
Alright, so the closest one to you. They said 4 harm?
Yep.
And it's gonna lunge you with his teeth as well.
Fucking bastards.
Ow. So that's 2 harm, right, for you?
Yeah.
What happens if you... So that means you're into dying?
I'm into dying.
Whoa. Or do you mark up to... Okay, like, okay, then do you mark unstable?
I believe so.
And then you get into dying?
Yes.
Wow. Because it stables first. Let me erase that.
So you are in...
Unstable.
You are unstable. So you just see, you hit him with his axe, he's still up, but it kind of rears back, it's kind of on fire. You guys smell like burned dog hair.
Okay. Does it remind you of the war?
Shut the fuck up! It's Garrett Tracy's turn.
Garrett Tracy again, gonna try to polish off the one that attacked, is hurting his boy over there. That's 2 plus 4, so that is 7. So 3 harm on the one that he just hit with his axe that bit the fuck out of him.
All right. It is still up.
Holy shit.
What is this thing made of?
Which would mean I take that harm, would take the harm from it then,
yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right, so that'd be what, 2?
Correct.
Ouch!
After it'd be 3, but if you have anything to. Alright, so.
Oh no, I'm just taking full 3 fucking arm. 3. Ow.
Ouch, kibibble.
As it kind of lunges at you. We'll say it's the one other one on you, because.
Yeah.
They kind of work as a group.
Yeah, so I'm like, fuck!
So there's still 4 up. One is hurt. And they're kind of, you know, getting closer to you guys. They're kind of trying to do in the pack.
So there's 4, and only one of them's hurt?
Well, you've killed 2.
Right.
One's hurt real bad.
One's hurt real bad. The other three are still doing good.
Damn.
And it's your turn.
We're hurting.
I was just saying, we're not doing very good.
Yeah, we are right.
So I guess I'll attack the one that's already... Kinda hurt.
Alright. Let's just keep cleaning up the trash.
Oh, shit. God. Or you gain experience. That's also something you get.
Yeah, mark off an experience point.
Unless you like to spend luck.
Just see.
At the end of each like session, does any of that reset? Or am I gonna carry this harm and shit?
It'll heal up like if you're unstable you kinda need like medical attention and stuff, but like any of your wounds and stuff.
What about the luck?
Over time. Luck does not.
Ever.
Right, correct. But you can just take the experience points if you'd like.
So, I could... So just take the experience and then I don't...
Then, like, nothing happens, really. You just miss again, basically.
So last time... The first time I missed, I
the experience, and then I took the damage as well. So I did.
I thought you didn't. No, you didn't take the damage. You fired, and it like jumped back.
I did do. I did take out damage though. So should I take away one of those harms
because
I
took the experience? Yeah, because
Okay.
Because
so now
I don't think they would get it. They would get a reaction.
So, what I did that first time was I took it. I took the experience point and gave myself harm, and I'm not supposed to do both.
Gotcha.
Got it. So I'll just take the other experience.
All right. So you shoot again, and it's a pretty hectic situation.
For all my talk, my shot's a little off tonight.
I need to practice up. You're also bleeding.
I am pretty hurt.
All right. Let's continue beating this this critter to death with a shotgun.
I showed you how to reload, Mal!
That is 8. That's 11. Let's do... You know what? I'm going to do my 2 damage that I normally get to do, and then I'm going to give Rick their plus 1.
2 damage, and that are you the one that was hurt already, or the...
Yeah, because...
One's already hurt?
Yeah, it's the one that I swung and baseball swung away from in the first time.
Oh, yeah.
So...
And you're the one, you hit that one too, right?
Yeah, that didn't hit me. Yeah, I hit that one too.
So you go hit it with the shotgun and just clunk and knock it over and it just lays limp.
All right, we got him outnumbered now.
And then I'm giving plus 1 forward to Rick.
Oh, plus 1 forward, you say? Sounds like more of a reason to swing this orphan crippler around.
That's a 4.
A 4, huh? Then, so is that including the plus 1 to forward?
That's 5, and then what's your tough?
2.
Alright, so you 7. Could hit, but then you'd have to take the damage.
I'm gonna have to take more damage, though. I have a better idea. I'm gonna spend some luck.
Ooh! Honestly?
Yes, the first luck!
And what is luck? What
is I'm luck scared mean? Of the luck.
Automatic 12 plus, I guess. Automatic 12.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Automatic 12.
That's cool.
Which is, like, really fucking good.
We're not doing the advanced, right?
That's what it would be.
No, that'd be. So that'd be, you suffer no harm at all. Instead, pick an enhanced effect.
Your attack inflicts double. Your attack drives the enemy away in a rout.
Wow. There's a lot of good options.
Yeah.
Double damage?
You can only really get, you can only get those through, like, special circumstances by using luck.
Double the
normal. You get a 12
if you roll. If you roll 12.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you roll good.
Because I'm a fucking idiot and I didn't remember how math works.
It's okay.
Oh, heaven let your light shine down.
I don't know where we did that, but I like
that. I'm going to go with inflict double damage.
Get him.
Because I am a man.
Now you're a man!
Man! So if they're weak to my shit, so 8. Total of 8 harm. Holy one swing.
8 harm.
He explodes.
You're doing art, yeah.
He absolutely down. Disappears from existence.
Our funeral draw movement coming on!
That's exactly what you do. You come down and go great. Split it in half and it bursts into flame.
Too bad Dragon Force isn't a thing in the 80s. That would be appropriate.
It's Man of War. Tricky Ricky.
It's Man of War.
There we go.
That's true. Okay, we're right there.
Nice. King of Kings is blazing in the background.
Black wind, fire, and steel.
Alright, I'm gonna shoot the one that just fucking bit me. And that is a... I'd say a fucking... what's that math? 13!
Damn near math.
Alright, so...
Use the big boom.
I'm going to...
We're down to 2 of them now, right?
Shoot the one that just bit me and then suffer no harm at all.
Alright.
So deal 3 harm and suffer no harm at all.
Okie doke. It is still up. But it kind of lunges. It, like, lunges right for your throat, and you go,
Hwah! Oh, they kind of just, like, go, bop! With the butt of my pistol.
It, yeah,
I like boop it. Him. I boop his snoot.
Snoot booping. But not the cute snoot booping.
That's what the kids are doing these days.
And booping snoots.
Booping snoots.
All right. All right, Big.
I'm going to try to finish him off.
You got this, Big.
I fucking hope so.
Snake eyes.
Oh, no, that's seven.
Okay.
That's right. Seven. So.
Seven. So it hurts a little.
Yes, it does. So, so that's three to him.
To which one?
The one that,
the one that he just shot.
Okay.
Does it kill him?
It does.
So does that? Do I take that harm?
It all happens like simultaneously.
So yeah, it sucks.
But we'll say it's like he gets you with the claw.
Okay.
So the claw's only one harm.
Yeah, they being nice. It's like, all those shitty dice rolls.
I don't want to kill all you guys. I love you.
All right, so only one remaining.
So there's one left?
Correct.
I'm going to wrestle it.
All right, you're going to wrestle it?
You're going to lower the flies this thing? Just get down on him?
Yeah.
Roll to kick some ass.
Yeah, basically, I'm going to try and muzzle him. I'm going to grab his face.
Go to wrestle that ass.
No. No, his snoot.
Oh. That is only a seven.
All right, so you will do it.
So he'll bite a little to me, and I will do two to him.
You go to grab it, and it kind of bites your hand.
Because you're offering it your hand.
Yeah. So we bite three. And you said two?
Yeah.
All right, but it'll do three to you.
Ouch.
If you have any armor or whatever.
I don't. Rotten little bastard.
Does anyone have armor? Is that a thing?
I do.
Yeah.
There is some, like, you can get, I think there's gear and stuff. So
apparently I need some fucking gear, because my ass is just getting stomped.
See, I took all of my, like, EI health in, like, one attack.
Ouch.
Alright, Mr. Richter?
Alright, is he holding onto it still? Or did it bite him, and then...
It kind of bit him, so he went to go, like, wrestle it, mm-hmm. and it bit him, and he kind of jerked back, so he does not have a hold of him.
Oh.
But he's close to him. He's right on him.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna come in.
Quick, I can bother down!
Four and four. 8 plus 2.
10!
Here you go. Get him!
Get him, he's different.
Get him, Piggy.
Get him, he's different.
Was it again? 10 plus, I get the choice of... Ooh, mama, yeah.
That wasn't an option on my list.
Dad's home.
Specialist.
Dad's home. God damn it.
Dad's about to be home.
Daddy's home.
I will do... Oh, I'll do...
I got it.
Terrible harm. Get plus one. And with my four, it's plus five.
So
murder.
Yeah, you murder this thing.
I split them. I separate the top half from the bottom half. Or in this case, since it's a dog, front from back.
But you'll take...
No, not on 10.
No, on 10, no.
Nope,
yeah.
You don't take harm on 10.
I just look. You cut it in half. And all of these... Chupacabras, if they're chupacabras, who knows?
Wait, I thought... So you don't take armor when you... When you get a 10.
Oh,
why would it give you...
If you choose the one that says I don't take harm.
No, on a 10, you suffer less harm.
Yeah, exactly.
But since he killed it anyway.
Oh, okay. But it kind of happens at the same time, like earlier the...
I mean, yeah, it's however you want
to. So roll. Just take two harm, then, if it goes to bite you before you cut it in half.
Okay, so... Is that two, including my armor?
It was the minus one.
Yeah, so one.
Okay. Boom. All right,
you guys successfully murdered these baby chupacabras. it's abundantly clear that these are babies. When you guys are sitting, you're kind of gaining your breath. There's this.
They're puppy feet, don't they? I rub the foot. Oh, it's puppy feet. Soft.
And as you look up, you hear one of those loud again. And you see two of, like, the St. Bernard-sized ones off in the woods kind of let out this howl, and they take off running.
Away? Us or away?
Away.
Okay. How's everyone doing?
I'll tell you in a moment. I'm going to let my wounds heal.
Your special woundy heal?
All right, I'm good.
Come on.
Did you heal all your wounds already?
Yeah, the two that I took.
Oh, wow.
Because that's a 10.
Hey!
Oh, no, sorry, that's a 9 because it's based off of cool, not weird. So 9 is only... Where's the... 9 is only 1. So it's not...
What do I
bleed less.
For
would it be noticeable that his wounds heal?
I'd say so, because you start to close slightly.
Okay.
What the... How are you doing that?
I'm going to roll to heal, too.
Time? It heals all wounds. That was written down once.
Hey, that's wonderful. It's been less than a fucking minute. How are you healing?
I want time to work like that for me.
I rolled to use my lay on hands to heal myself.
He's touching himself.
I am getting it done.
Perhaps some of
that. Yeah, the chupacabra gets you in the crotch.
Crotch gobra.
Are you all right?
Crotch gobra.
I'm a little dinged up, but I'm fine.
Perfect. I get a plus.
How? Two. That's not answering my question. What are you? How are you doing that?
I always have.
That's still not an answer.
I don't.
You. What are you?
I'm gonna read.
Not who are you?
Fuck that up.
What are you? And he turns the gun on you, and he's like, "Cause we got chupacabras here."
I'm a friend to humanity.
What does that mean?
Would you call yourself a human?
There, good question. Thanks, Big.
I healed myself.
Not up. Unless I had to.
Are you full healed?
Okay.
No, I could only do
so
a,
he,
I have found
max
out too many times
since I did a 10.
If
I
say
heal at best
anything
two.
About not being a human,
better than what I was
they
at.
Put one of these bracelets on, and I will pull up, and I've got like four or five hospital tags. They put one on me, and they strap me to a table, and it wastes several days of my life.
We are not going to do that to you, my friend. We just want to know what
okay,
the
okay.
hell you are.
Pretty clear. You help fight these whatever the hell you are. You help fight these things.
He puts the gun away.
So you're not human.
I'm part of God's plan.
Everyone else have fun.
I had a lot of fun.
That was a great time. I've been looking for some action for a while.
There are more of these things that are not, in my opinion, part of God's plan.
Are you a priest?
I have been.
Was that your farm?
No, it was not my farm.
And then what are you? What are you pulling burning axes out of the fucking air?
What's with 20 questions here? I came here to help.
And you did, and that's why I don't have a gun to your head.
I think we all won here.
Alright. You're doing a lot of double talking here, pal. What are you?
I'm hurting a little bit.
Pass.
It's like that thing. It got me real good.
Richter. You can't just pass on this question. You have to actually answer it.
Big, are you?
I feel like we have more important questions
you're
to answer right now.
You're a McLarge, which means you're probably Irish, which means you're
no,
probably Catholic.
No, we really don't. We really don't Catholic. Here.
To be fair.
Are you a Jew?
What about the two Big Mamas?
We'll get to them. We're talking about you right now.
We don't need to talk.
I'm trying to get this. What? What?
We don't need to be talking about this right now.
I'm trying to get this conversation while they're actually distracted. Because
who or what I am isn't important.
It's pretty damn important, buddy.
What I need to get done is more important.
What do you need to get done?
I need to kill these bastards, I think.
Why are you hunting them?
I think I have to.
What compels you to think that way?
Your answers a lot of questions with questions.
We got people pulling we got people pulling axes out of the air. We got dudes healing themselves with no time at all. We got chupacabras,
which also, by the way, healed themselves when drinking goat blood.
Quick, it's a chupacabra.
Are you a chupacabra?
Can I?
Interesting.
All right, something's different.
All right, I would like to.
Oh my god!
I would like to ask a suspect leading questions.
Oh!
Oh!
Which one
of us is this?
Talking to him because he's being evasive.
Nah,
with
that's
that,
true. He's not a very good. He's not a good liar.
Before we do that, we're kind of getting our time here.
Okay.
We save that one for the next episode.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
because we're about 2 hours into this one.
Yeah,
so,
I don't even know what time it is.
We can leave this session.
Time is a construct.
On you're about to question Richter. This ought to be interesting.
So we begin the next session with the questioning of Richter and...
In the middle of a forest, mind you. I don't think this is the best place for interrogation.
We're finding out the religious background of Mr. McLarge.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which I'm very excited for.
Religious background of Mr. Big McLarge. All right.
Development.
I thought this went really well. Hope you guys had a good time. Oh, man.
Oh, shit, man.
That was so much fun.
Chupa thingies.
Crotchacabra. Is that what you said?
Crotchacabra.
Got all Richter in the nads.
Oh, I feel much better.
God damn it.
It's, you know, I haven't been the one to play the abbot, the straight man. I've never had to be the one who's the, like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And I'm positive you're the only one at this table.
Yeah, yep. I am loving every bit of it. I'm just
I've been right all along. Like, MD's coming into place for him.
I love it. It's great because it's something I've never gotten to do. And it's fun because normally I'm the one who's been like, oh, yeah, I'm a fucking angel, whatever, man. I don't care.
It's all bullshit anyway. Oh, good, shit. Well, excellent. I'm excited for the other session.
Yeah, me too.
For the listeners, will be after this one. Sometime. Us will be after this. Are we doing Barovia Bros next weekend?
We need to figure it out.
I believe there was talk of it, yes.
Yes.
More Valor and Valaki. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not there for that. I wouldn't know.
We will figure it out.
Sorry, I came in.
Nah, that's okay.
We weren't invited to that one.
That's true.
Zing!
We're not.
Zing!
Oh, ow. Oh, my heart. But anyhow. Yeah, thank you guys for listening. As always, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for checking us out. Thank you to the Journey to Comics Network for hosting us. Yeah, if you're not following us on the Facebook, that's where we post most of our stuff. But all the audio goes out on Spotify, Apple Music, Podbean. And from what I've been told from Journey to Comics is if there's a place you can listen to podcasts, then we're on there. So
like Pornhub?
Oh, I bet. We should start uploading it to Pornhub.
Pornhub is where it's at, dude.
Let's do that.
Alright, so we're gonna work on that.
Work on being on Pornhub, guys. Yeah,
I guarantee Dungeon will get more hits than you think.
Shit, or get off my German porn set. Alright. I'll be any of my searches, but that's alright.
One yellow. Cool. Well,
right, this has been a fun game.
Yeah. Thank you, Brian. The first time on the show, it was so much fun.
Yes.
Mr. Catman.
Hello.
God, I love Mr. Richter so much. He's so fucking good.
Well, I'm glad that everyone likes him. Gutter Fist is a legacy character.
I'm glad he finally got the chance to bring him back.
He's not an easy one to deal with.
Mr. Watt, as always. Great times.
Excellent role play from everyone.
Thank you for having me on.
This was so much fun.
I
can't wait to do it again.
Absolutely.
Spotting it.
Cool. Well, then, until next time, we'll see you on another episode of Dungeons
with Dudes.